A handful of racers are still out on the Yukon Quest Trail. 8 of the 29 mushers that started this year's Yukon Quest have scratched. Sometimes a single decision can dash a chance at victory, something Hugh Neff discovered this year. KUAC's Dan Bross reports on two other mushers who almost fell short due to decisions that yielded less than desired results.
This was William Cleedon's year. That's what everybody kept saying. The man who had finished second or third four times in 11 previous Yukon quests was due. So when he took over the lead midway through this year's race, it appeared victory was finally in his destiny. The smooth running continued until 160 miles short of the finish line when the magic went out of his carpet. Cleedon's previously disciplined dogs suddenly turned their attention from racing to breeding. Cleedon says bringing a lead dog in heat undermined an otherwise great team.
I think there was no other team out there this year that could have beaten this team. So I had to beat myself, which I did. I did the wrong decision with including another leader, which was in heat when the race began. But it was the only leader that was experienced in the quest trail. That's why I did that. But I know I could have done it without. Probably.
Cleedon, who was free-falling in the standings, says his troubles continued even after he dropped the leader in heat.
The dog team wasn't even thinking about running or racing. Nothing. There was nothing I could do. And actually, the worst for me was going to Rosebud and over. I had to push that sled myself over it because the dogs were in a totally different world. And by the time I got over that hill, I had to camp out for 4 hours, not because the dogs needed a break. I mean, they were not pulling anything anyways. They were thinking, they were mad now that I left this bitch at the truck. And that's literally, I mean, it's not a joke. They were totally disinterested in anything.
Cleedon says it wasn't until the final 45-mile stretch into Fairbanks Tuesday that his team began running up to potential again. Cleedon finished in sixth place, well short of the victory that seemed in his grasp just 2 days earlier. Right behind him was Brent Sass, another musher who gambled on a decision that ended up costing him several spots and several thousand dollars in the standings. Sass tried to run all the way from the central checkpoint to the race's final stop at Two Rivers. The over 100-mile push was an attempt to gain on the three teams at the front of the race, but Sass says the bold plan backfired.
It was quite a journey, and it was great, but I think I pushed the dogs a little harder there, and that's when I paid for it.
Sass says warm weather and slow trail bogged down his dogs, and that the 8-hour mandatory rest at the last checkpoint wasn't enough to revive them. His team stalled out on the 45-mile run into Fairbanks. Speaking at the finish line, Sass said it took some extra rest and a special lead dog named Silver to cut his losses.
He just keeps coming back, you know, and he was the only one that, you know, you could tell he stood up and wanted to go, but there were seven other dogs that just kind of wanted to lay down. And eventually, we got him to go, and I don't think I could have done it without Silver. There's no doubt about that.
Sass crossed the line in seventh place after getting passed by two other teams he'd been ahead of since the beginning of the race. Sass is known for always finding the bright side and maintained a positive attitude after the race despite obvious disappointment at falling short of his goal. Sass, whose outgoing personality endears him to race watchers, was applauded by exuberant friends and fans as he mushed his dogs from the finish chute to his truck for some much-deserved rest. Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.